Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
As a chaplain, one of my responsibilities is briefing my command on the impact of religion on the operation. Now, this briefing includes all types of data, such as the religious makeup of the unit itself, the religious makeup of the people we're interacting with in an operational environment, and other things such as holy sites, holy days, holy events, and holy history as it pertains to that area of operations. The point in briefing all this information to the command is to answer a question. That question is, so what? Now, the so what, it's not really an army doctrinal term, but it is an expectation when briefing any information from any section of the commander's staff. The commander needs to know why this information is important. How does this information impact his or her decision making? How does this information shape and form the overall operational picture? And this so what is important for every section of the commander's staff to answer, not just chaplains. There must be a so what concerning the weather, or road conditions, or movement plans, or personnel location, or communication status, or fuel usage, food supplies. All of that that goes into making an operation successful has to be briefed in order to obtain a so what. Well, we're in the second week of Easter, and we have received a whole host of data and facts and figures and information about Jesus, especially in these last 2 weeks. We've been briefed that he entered into Jerusalem, that he was betrayed, that he was handed over, that he was tried, that he was punished, then he was crucified. We've been briefed also by some women that when they went to the tomb after he was buried, they found the tomb empty and that he is risen from the dead. We've been briefed by the witness of the apostles that this man is now he has proven to be the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Lord and God, as Thomas told us yesterday. We've been briefed that he has conquered sin and death and that he has revealed the new creation, that he has revealed what the new creation will look like, what we people will look like in resurrection. All of this information has been given to us in sermons and services that we've experienced over the last 2 weeks. But now the question is, so what? Why is this information important for us? What bearing does this information have on us here and now? How does this information shape our decision-making processes? And how does this information shape and form our daily operations? Christ is risen from the dead. So what? Now, that might seem like a very simple question, or maybe a cheap way to build a sermon outline. But the reality is, that question is the most important question. In fact, it's the only question that matters. As Yaroslav Pelikan once said, and you probably have heard this, if Christ is risen, nothing else matters. If Christ is not risen, nothing else matters. Well, Christ is risen. So what? And we might have our own answers to that so what, but this morning I'd like us to consider what we heard from Acts chapter 4 to deepen our understanding. In these five verses that we heard from Acts chapter 4, St. Luke uses the imperfect tense 11 times in those sentences. I'll say that again. 11 times St. Luke uses the imperfect verb tense. And if you don't remember what that is, the imperfect tense in Greek has this aspect of ongoing, an ongoingness to it. And it has some flexibility in the way that it's translated into English. You can refer to Dr. Veltz's Fundamentals of Greek Grammar, page 60, to remember all of that. But generally speaking, an imperfect tense has this ongoing aspect that's not always brought out when we hear it read. So I would like to reread those verses to you a little more woodenly, but with the aspect of this continuation, a durative aspect, a habitual aspect to it. So from Acts chapter 4. Now the fullness of the believing ones continued being one heart and soul. And not one from them continued saying the things belonging to them to be their own possession. Rather, they continued being to them all common things. And by means of great power, the apostles continued giving their witness of the resurrection of the Lord. And great grace continued being upon them all. For not an impoverished one continued being in them. For just as many continued being already owners or continued owning land or places, while selling them, they continued bearing the proceeds of the things being sold and continued placing them at the feet of the apostles, continued distributing to each if ever anyone continued having need. Did you hear the so what? That's the so what of Christ is risen. The so what is Christ continues being faithful to his people. Christ continues working in his people, working for his people. Christ continues providing for his people. Christ continues using his people for the sake of others. The so what of Christ is risen is that Christ continues being faithful to his people, continues being faithful to you. Now, don't misunderstand this text either. What we read are imperfects, or what we heard are imperfects, not imperatives. That is, not commands from the Lord or the apostles. This text is not telling you to go and sell all your things and place it at the feet of the church. But if you're so inclined, feel free. There are other sections of scriptures that give us explicit imperatives for what we are to do in our vocations. But this text is descriptive of the life of Christians that understand that so what of Christ is risen. This is a description of the life together of Christians. This is the so what taking hold of them. And this so what is Christ continues being faithful to his people. Christ continues being faithful to his people by making them one heart and soul, so that the sin that so easily separates them one from another and separates them from God is confessed and forgiven because Christ is risen. Christ's people no longer hold the offenses against each other, but forgive as Christ continues forgiving them. Christ continues working in his people by transforming them through his mercy, his grace, and his love, bringing about continual repentance and continual faith. And Christ continues using his people that they would love and support each other, placing the needs of the neighbor above their own. And Christ continues providing for his people, providing his temporal blessings, blessings sufficient for our bodily needs, blessings that we can share with those who are in need. Christ is risen, and he continues being faithful to his people. But perhaps what is most important to recognize in this passage is what we call in the army the main effort, that which gets the most attention, which drives the operation. And the main effort of Christ's continued faithfulness to his people is that he continues giving his word. That's the witness of the apostles that we hear about. They continue proclaiming the resurrection of the Lord. They continue preaching the gospel. That was the great power that transformed the hearts and souls there, that unified the people. That is the great power that continued bringing abundant grace upon them all. Christ continues giving his word to his people. He continues giving his word to you. And that's the so what of being in this place today, where Christ's death and resurrection continues being preached so that it continues shaping and forming you as his people. Christ continues giving his word of forgiveness that you may be healed and transformed. Christ continues giving his word of instruction so that you would learn to live as his people together, to live outside of yourselves for one another, and so that you would share one heart and soul. And Christ continues giving his word that you might have sure and certain hope, that you might have boldness and confidence, that you might have purpose and meaning here and now, and when you leave this place. That's the so what of Christ is risen. Life, reality, existence itself has been transformed because Christ is risen. You have been transformed because Christ is risen. Your sin is forgiven. You have an eternal hope set before you. And you are his people here and now. So let that so what impact your daily operations, your decision making, and your life from now until we reach that final operational success when Christ returns and raises us all from the dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the day of his return. Amen. We stand for prayer.